Hello and welcome to another edition of Geeks in Malaysia. I'm Millie Chen.
I am Nate Dorian.
I did not time that. I curl the ball. This was easier when I was a cigarette smoker.
Don't smoke cigarettes, kids.
No, yes, no. Just vape instead.
But actually, be careful with vapes too. Be careful with vapes too.
Yeah, vaping is also very dangerous, so just try not to do either. Okay? Yes.
And
he is Carol M. Baha.
Yes, that's who I am.
And despite what we're talking about vapes and cigarettes, it's not what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about Eternals,
the latest edition.
Or as
in
you put it in the first take of this, when I realized that the audio was fucked, the latest fucking Marvel movie.
So like, God, like I don't like.
Spoilers, kids.
Yes, as usual. Yes, like, you know, spoilers. Like, if you haven't seen Eternals, please.
I feel like changing that as our Twitter bio, as our Instagram bio. Geeks in Malaysia. Spoilers, obviously.
Spoilers, so then we only warn people when we're not giving spoilers?
Yeah. Guys, no spoilers. Just a warning. No spoilers ahead.
No, because you know the internet, like, at some point, someone will be like, hey, man, spoilers. And be like, oh, fuck, it's a new listener. But great, it's a new listener.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, hi, new listener.
Hi.
Yes, we spoil everything, you know, we've assumed that you've watched this movie.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yes.
If you haven't, don't listen to this.
We treat movies like eggs that you leave out for days. Spoiled.
Eggs are actually okay out of the fridge.
But not very long. Hey, wait. How long do eggs last out of the fridge?
I think it depends on the temperature and it depends on the eggs.
Yeah, it depends on the country.
And how... I mean,
if I was in England, I'd leave my eggs out for months.
Yeah.
I mean, you know...
It's not healthy, but fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, my eggs... Like, two cartons of eggs don't, like, last about a week in my house. Because, I mean, you know, I do carnivore, so I eat a lot of eggs. I had raw egg in my coffee this morning. Pasteurized.
So what now? You put raw egg in your coffee?
Yeah, with butter.
Yeah, that's a thing.
What?
I mean, you know, he
not
he,
in your Nescafe can.
No, no, no.
Don't pour that out and put raw egg.
And then you blend it, and then
No, because it
It makes it more creamy.
No,
I mean it's for people, especially people who are lactose intolerant and they can't have dairy. That makes it nice and creamy. I mean, yes, I will. I understand the look because like the first few times, like trying to figure out the ratio of like something, like it tastes nicer with spices. Maybe not.
Egg
sugar
does not have the same texture as milk.
You will be surprised. I mean, it doesn't have the same texture. That's true. That is true.
Yeah, it's closer to cum. I've been told.
Anyway, today we are talking about the Eternals.
Yes.
There will be spoilers abound.
Yes.
You know, for those of you who just want to just listen, there are two post-credit scenes, and just you know that just so stay
which
to
we
the
will
end.
Talk about.
Yeah, stay to the end of the movie to watch the post-credit scenes.
Yeah, yes. I mean, it goes without saying, and it still surprises me that even at the movies, people just leave after the film finishes.
I think for some people, they just don't care.
Yeah.
You know?
Why would you not care about
the
post
credits?
They came
not
to watch the roller coaster ride.
Yeah, they came to watch the Big Bang Boom. The Bish Bang Boom.
Oh, and boy, was it a fucking Bing Bang Boom.
Oh. Wow. So obviously, Nick has thoughts. Nick has very strong
many thoughts.
Yeah. We should just get into it.
Yes,
I'm really curious. Like, it's really
a chip on his shoulder, man.
It feels like he's just been holding this in.
I have.
When did you watch it? Because I only watched it like over the weekend.
I watched it last week. I think on a Monday or Tuesday or something.
I watched it the week it came out.
Okay.
I watched it the week after. Yeah.
It was supposed to be because, as those who follow my vlogs know, it's been a busy month.
Yes.
So it was my like date night.
Yeah. Aww. Always have date night with your significant others, guys.
Yes.
It's very integral to your relationships.
Even when you're married.
And longevity.
Yes. Just because you're not dating anymore doesn't mean you don't have to go for dates.
Yeah.
Especially when you're married, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, yeah. Go on.
Oh, I thought you had more to the story.
No, I just said I was going on date night.
Okay.
Go on.
So,
on the movie.
The fuck's wrong with it?
Like, wow.
Like, okay.
Wow.
I wasn't that pissed. Okay, Eva was pissed with it.
I will preface this at the beginning. Because
What were you expecting?
Yeah, what were you expecting?
Actually, let's start with that. What were you expecting?
Expecting?
A better story.
Okay. That's fair, I
guess. Chemistry, for one.
No, because I thought it was chemistry.
There were chemistry between people. But I didn't feel like it was an Avengers-level chemistry. Like, everyone sort of, like, when they're in a room together, something clicks. When these guys were in a room together, it felt awkward.
To be fair, they have been apart for a very long time. A
couple of thousand years.
Yeah. And some of them willfully went away and going like, I'm going to go start my own commune.
But like...
because you guys are all, you know, assholes.
But it just feels
like... we didn't see each other for a couple of years. It wasn't like we just went back into it when I saw you again.
Yeah, but I mean, this film just has... they all just feel very walled up with each other.
Okay.
Yeah. Like yeah, even...
so they were...
the only two characters... okay, four. Two teams that I felt had chemistry was, of course, Gilgamesh and Thena.
Yeah.
And...
Shantan.
Shantan,
right? John Lee.
What was Kunal Anjani's character's name?
Kingo.
And Karun.
His valet.
I'm sorry. Karun, no, I love.
Everybody loves Karun.
Everyone loves Karun.
I brought space. I'm like... but, okay. I want to say this from the start because I don't want anybody to get this wrong. Because a lot of fucking articles have said, oh, is it because Chloe Zhao directed it? A woman directed it? That's right.
Up yours, assholes.
I do not have an issue with the direction of the film. I have an issue with, one, the story, two, the fucking editing.
Editing?
The LPF.
The actual editing of the film or the LPF?
The editing LPF? Combined with the LPF. Local censorship.
Yeah, yeah, which is LPF. Yeah.
Like... oh, okay, there's going to be sequences of flashback and present time. Mm. And there were moments that I fucking got a bit confused. I'm like, oh, we're back here. Oh, we're back in front. Oh, we're back here. It felt, okay.
A bit choppy?
Yes, that was the word that I was using. It felt choppy It wasn't smooth. Mm. Okay.
Fair.
No, I mean, the overall story, first off.
It's so much to unpack. It's so much the concept.
Yes.
And I found it weird to be doing an Eternals movie in the first place and showing their entire fucking lives because even in comics, I was like, you know, okay, because like in comics, it'd be the one like, I don't care about these fucking stories because when Marvel goes cosmic, it's hit and miss to me. Yeah. But at the same time, I was like, you know what? I felt the same way about Guardians and James Gunn fucking created something.
Yeah.
But this is not Guardians.
No.
They're very different types of characters.
Yeah.
Guardians, they're outcasts, rebels, and these guys are godlike creatures.
I mean, they're literally gods. Yeah, one is like, Athena, one is Gilgamesh.
Yes.
They've been literally translated into history books as gods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. The overriding feeling I had when watching the movie was like, what are you setting up?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, because that's the only reason you would make this movie. You need to set this world up to set that up.
And we get there at the end of the movie, which may not have been a bit too late.
Here's the thing. The thing about the film is, as well, it's like, it feels like a very standalone film. Like, it feels apart from the MCU, except for just a few mentions of the Avengers.
It feels like it's the new...
Phase 4.
Yeah, it's the new, like, that's the thing. Like, even with Shang-Chi, it still feels within that last world of Marvel. So now when they're going this big, it's like, what are you doing exactly? You know what I mean? Because, but it also feels like, when we get to the post-credit thing, it'll elaborate more on this, but it also feels like you're creating two branches, right? The
two
super
teams.
Cosmic... story arc, and then something that's a bit more grounded to earth.
The multi-terrestrial ones, which as an audience, you probably feel slightly more for because we are human. Because it's hard to wrap your head around the idea of what it's like to be an Eternal.
Yeah, and there was no one you could really relate to in that group.
There was no
audience.
This reminds
me of what Stan said, which is why Marvel worked better than what DC had. Stan said that he creates characters and heroes that have humanity in them.
Yeah.
Which is why he created Spider-Man. He was just like, it's a boy who just became a hero. Whereas DC treats their characters like gods.
I think I had a conversation with Gavin once about this, where he said like Marvel was more drama and DC was more sci-fi.
Mm.
You know, and I was like, that's not a bad analogy.
Yeah, it's not.
you know, like with DC, even when they're in the real world, there's cities that don't exist.
Yes. Mm. But in Marvel,
it's very grounded. Like, they're in New York.
Yeah.
They're in LA.
A lot of them are in New York.
Even you take a god like Thor, you put him on Earth to try and figure out how humans work. In a very small
town in the kampung.
Yes. But you see, that's what makes Marvel work. And that's what makes the MCU work, is because they talk about things and we relate to them because it's a very human story. Eternals is the godlike route where you're like, I don't root for these heroes. I just don't.
It's not like you haven't done gods before, because there's a whole Loki series.
Yes.
And we can relate to Loki's
humanity.
But then we've also have all the backstory when it comes to Loki, though. Yeah, yeah. 10 years worth of backstory.
But that first Thor movie, like, you know, you didn't think like, oh, this is beyond me. Like, you could see like, okay, I see Anthony Hopkins' motivation.
Yeah.
I see Hiddleston's motivation. Yeah. I see Hemsworth's motivation.
Yes.
Burdened with glorious purpose.
This feels like too many cooks spoil the broth and too many star actors spoil the broth.
There was a lot of material to get over.
And
maybe also the unrelatability is also probably maybe also the same problem that we have with Captain Marvel. Because Captain Marvel, like, she is
just so powerful.
She is so powerful, and she is also, for the most part, kind of like non-human, right? She doesn't think of herself as non-human. That's why hashtag not my Carol, because Danvers in the movie, in the comic books, is actually like, she's very humanity.
She feels slightly higher than thou in the film.
Yes.
Yeah. Holier than thou.
Yeah. But anyway,
that's another one to the list.
Anyway, so so Eternals.
Wait, I had a thought. Oh yes. Are we so, is Earth so used to heroes now that they're like, dude. Because that moment when she transforms the bus into just petals.
This is post-Thanos.
And people are like, ah, yeah, cool.
You know? Okay, during that scene.
The only thing surprising for them these days is like, oh, it's a new power.
Yeah, my thought was that thank God they still had the bus driver, because I'll be like,
I panicked for a moment. I was like,
driving through Camden,
did a she double just decker kill a with guy?
Nobody on board.
Although, okay, that first 15 minutes, I gotta say, it made me miss London so fucking much.
Can we start
at Camden Lock?
Just even starting like Piccadilly Circus. Oh, no, because the way London was shot,
yes,
it wasn't the, you know, some, like, it feels like Hollywood either goes, we're going to over-glorify the city, or we're going to make it look like the dirtiest, grimiest place on Earth.
Yes.
And then this one's like, holy shit, Piccadilly Circus looks like Piccadilly Circus. Yep. Then she goes Natural History Museum, which is my favorite fucking museum in the world. Yes,
I know.
Which then goes to, wait, do they have classes there?
Yeah,
I know. That's bullshit, right?
That was a bit dubious.
Yeah.
But okay,
wait,
but
don't Camden they? Town. I thought they have workshops and shit.
Yeah, but not like actual class. Yeah, but
that was
like
a school.
That was an actual class. Okay, that's actually a good thing I wanted to point out. Like, you know, so you go, you know, when the movie started, but that's not where the movie started. The movie started with them arriving.
The story of the Eternals.
I'm talking about when it starts in something I can recognize.
No, exactly. Which is actually my point. Because when I was watching the movie, it starts with them.
I've never been to Mesopotamia.
Yeah, it arrived. It starts with them arriving and then like setting them up at that point, right? Mm. And that was like, so like, okay.
We are godlike.
Yeah. And we are here to kill these things. You know, but then like, when we get to Piccadilly Circus and she takes a photo of that knife, which of course you never reference ever again.
Yeah, I was a bit like,
you do.
When did they reference?
Doesn't she stab her later? Doesn't a sprite stab her with the same knife? Or is that a different knife?
That's the thing, you don't know.
Okay, but it doesn't
matter. It could be any knife.
No, but like for me, when we saw that shot of her taking that picture, I was like, guys, this is where you should have started the movie. Because then we would have questions, and then we would want those questions answered. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's an editing thing. It's a crafting thing. Mm. You know what I mean? Because then we go
that
like,
would actually be a good intro. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. See.
Right. I thought.
Although, it would be dangerous if, let's say, you just discovered Sherlock and watched the first season. And then watch Eternals, like, oh, it's the same character. Oh, she's moved on from that museum.
Oh my god, it is also
the Natural History Museum.
Yes.
Wow. Would she be fixing more teapots?
Or like, you know, really drive it back to TV. Like, you know, is this the same girl that's going to be the model for an android in the future?
I'm sorry, if she ever meets Doctor Strange, she has to be like, I knew a detective that looked like you. Without the facial fuzz.
Yes.
And also British.
Yes.
And less likable.
I'm trying to imagine, though, like, shooting that sequence in Camden Town. I'm like, How many people were yelling out at the sides, "Oi! You know nothing!"
And to be fair, in this movie, he still knows nothing.
He's got that "you know nothing" Johnson face. So we're talking about
Kit Harington. Okay,
like, Kit Harington, this whole film was like,
and then he meets the King of the North, and you're like, "Oh, they still have the same haircut. What the fuck?"
Okay. Well, not about Kit Harington. Now, every time I see Kit Harington with the shorter hair, I go like, he must be so happy he can cut his hair now.
Yes.
Although I like that he's one of the few characters that gets to do comedy in the movie.
Yes.
And it's nice to see him just not pining and not knowing nothing. He still knows nothing.
Yeah, he still knows nothing.
But
he
wants to be a giraffe, and it's kind of cute.
Yes.
I love it. It's adorable.
All the questions in the film, I really was like, he still knows nothing. What is this? Who are you? What have you been doing?
But like, just before that sequence, we get the first of what will be a lot of awkward cuts by a local censorship board.
Really? Was it
illogical cuts
in the bar? Gemma Chan, Kit Harington.
Right.
Why? Why? Why was that
they
cut?
They went in for a kiss and then straight away cut to the hug, and I was like,
but my thought is, why was that cut? I thought kisses weren't cut.
That's the thing. And then later on, there was more kisses. So I was like thinking, okay, it's PG-13. Maybe you're not allowed kissing. Then I thought about it really hard. I saw the first Thor in cinemas in Malaysia. They definitely kissed. Hemsworth and Portman kissed.
Yeah.
So then I thought, is it because she's Asian?
Oh,
no,
my.
No, really? God. Honestly?
Have a think. Because the only other kiss is between Brian Tyree Henry and his Middle Eastern lover.
Which, of course...
We knew was going to get cut.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, Saudi Arabia wanted to take the entire storyline away, but then got LPF... Let the storyline go ahead, which is nice.
Yeah, but still, it's... But also the awkward cut, because I haven't seen an awkward censorship cut.
This was very fucking awkward.
Almost a decade.
Let's not even talk about the actually very, very significant kiss between Icarus and Gemma Chan.
I did wonder, is it because she's Asian?
Mm. I want to say...
can't show Asian kissing white men.
No,
but she's pendatang. But she is a pendatang. She is a heathen. I am a heathen. Being Asian, being Chinese.
But this is what also... I know they're not smart enough for this. Sorry, but I was about to say, like...
In Chinese culture, in Chinese movies, do they allow kissing these days?
I don't know.
I haven't seen a lot
you
of
don't
Chinese
watch mainland movies. China movies then, huh?
No, I don't.
Okay. In Hong Kong times...
Look, even...
Hong Kong 80s, 90s, did they allow kissing?
What, on screen? Of course. Excuse me. Of course they did.
No, I don't remember Tony Leung kissing anyone.
No, but then I was going to say, you know, like, you know, I'm watching it probably online and stuff like that now. I can't remember. And like within Hong Kong itself, kissing is fine. But when it comes to Malaysia, they might cut it.
But I've never seen a kissing cut, like being cut, unless it's, you know, a gay scene.
No, I mean.
Because it does, like, what it made me wonder is like, are we going back to the dark days of LPF?
Maybe.
Is it post-pandemic they're taking advantage? First, they're going to ban whiskey, and now they're going to ban kissing?
Maybe.
Because...
I mean, they banned gambling up in Kedah.
Yeah, that's true. You can't buy 4D in Kedah.
Yeah. No lotteries, man.
Malaysia, negeriku Malaysia. Put that in your song bank, motherfucker.
Okay, I will.
Anyway, but yeah,
I will.
So we have then we finally meet we meet Gemma Chan. We meet Cersei, then we meet Sprite, who is the eternal child, poor thing. I find it interesting that they gender bend some of the characters, like Sprite was supposed to be male. I mean, I'm not sure supposed to, because my exposure to Eternals is the Neil Gaiman run of Eternals.
Might have been. I mean, look, they've what do you call it? Gender and ethnicity
bent.
Yeah,
bent,
of course.
Everybody.
Everything. Yeah.
You know, so.
And visibility, yay, deaf person.
No, but that's the thing. Like, okay, like in terms of what's the word? Representation and all that stuff.
Mm.
Great. Ticks across the board. Okay. But here's the thing. Like, when you do something like this that is so representative and the script isn't up to par.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people will just pull the whole, like, see what happens when you try to be representative and you get a shitty movie. It's like...
It is what's happening now.
It's not their fault. Like, because to me, the performances were good.
Yes.
I think you have thoughts. But most of the performances were good. Okay, like I said, I like Jon Snow Snow.
Check out our YouTube video to see Nick's expression right now and to contextualize all these sounds he's making into the mic.
At youtube.com/geeksinmalaysia.
What's the mute character's name again?
What? Makar. Macari? Yeah.
I thought Macari, like talk about acting with your face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. The one time when she lets out a scream and it's a real mute scream, it's like, oh, that's painful.
No, I have no doubt that the...
And actually, like, out of the Eternals, the only person's performance that I was really disappointed with was Kumail.
Mm. Yeah, he wasn't on the same boat.
He wasn't funny enough to be funny or serious enough to be serious. It just was.
It was a wee bit.
Your valet was a lot funnier than you.
Yeah, I love you. I love you, Kunal. I love you.
And his Bollywood sequence made me go like, bro, you don't know how to dance.
Bila. It's actually not.
Oh, look at him! Look at him! Look at him! Look at him! It's a pressure cooker waiting to come out.
It's okay.
These are good actors.
Yes.
Their performances could have been... I'm not going to say that the performances were not great. They could have been better. I felt like their performances were heavily underutilized. Their power...
You can only perform as much as the script allows you.
And that's why I blame the fucking script.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, that is the script. Like, their performances were good. Like, Richard Madden.
Performances are right? Okay.
Oh, my God.
Richard Madden is doing so much with so fucking little.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where I'm okay. Like... Wow, you are really trying to squeeze as much as you can out of
every
what
look.
Little you have in the script.
Every squint.
Yeah.
Every touch.
The whole time you're just like...
Brooding.
There's something going on behind here.
It's
which,
so brooding.
Or is it just because you're godlike?
So and brooding.
Fucking the Irish dude.
Oh,
like swagger to...
Drew the it. One that you like, Drew, yeah.
His
yes,
his body language.
He's just like he just stands there.
He's just standing there,
and I'm
like
ooh, hi.
Almost to the point, like,
hello.
If it's revealed he's the actual bad guy, I'd be disappointed because it's fucking obvious. And the fact that he's not a bad guy makes it like your character's just like this. This is interesting.
Although, okay, side note: this actor is going to be in the Batman.
Oh,
as I think Commissioner Gordon's assistant or something. And now, for some reason, I don't know whether
people think he's the Joker.
Yes, and there's been fan art of him as the Joker, and I'm like, ooh.
Everyone just wants to see the Joker.
I don't think they're going to bring Joker into this film. They've already got Penguin and Catwoman.
Maybe you might get the whole menagerie in one movie.
Maybe he will become the Joker in the post credit.
Who knows? Maybe he's King Tut.
No, he's a Mad Hatter. He actually, there was fan art of him as Mad Hatter. I was like, ooh, I could buy that too.
But him, because he does have some of the least lines in the movie. But I'm like, why do I fucking remember you?
Mm.
Like,
right?
His presence.
I mean, aside from the fact that he doesn't need.
Standing next to Gilgamesh, he's fucking tiny.
Anyone standing next to Gilgamesh is fucking
Lee,
tiny.
Don Lee. I mean, you know, but like, I mean, he himself doesn't have to do anything because everybody else does it for him when he mind controls humans.
And that's what I mean. Like, they all have very little to play with.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're doing everything to try and bring it above the script.
Yeah.
You know, like they're working their asses off to bring it above the script. You know what I mean?
Except for maybe Gemma Chan as well.
Yeah, I was going to get to that.
I love Gemma. I really do. Because, I mean, representation of the Wazoo. Like,
I really feel she was not up to par.
She was not.
No. Her and Kumail were just not up to par. But Gemma's the lead.
Yeah, which makes it very,
Gemma
very awkward.
Gemma was very sort of, lacking. Not one-dimensional, but like...
Very boring.
Constipated. Like, emotionally constipated.
No,
like,
to me,
she was actually doing the material as opposed to bringing it above the material.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, which you know, I mean, because Uma was dying to talk to me about it. He was dying to talk to someone other than Bahir about it. And he was like, yeah, she was a bit boring and like, macam tak cukup, not enough. And I'm like, yeah, which made her perfect for when she did an android for humans.
Ooh.
Like look at Jolie, right? She also has very
she
little
has, dialogue. Oh my god, she has so little to do.
Right?
But, I mean, I wanted to see more of Jolie.
Yes,
but like,
yeah. Yes.
And that's the thing, like she also leaves you wanting because it's like...
I think she has maybe like five or six lines in the whole film.
But she is badass as fuck.
Yes.
When she has the...
And you feel a pain as well.
I know, like the whole like, stay, I mean,
and
sorry,
that relationship.
Stay, okay? I'm like...
That relationship stay. She has with Gilgamesh and like... Oh,
Don Lee. Don fucking Lee.
To which... going gentle giant on that shit.
Oh.
To which I saw some Asian articles from like Korea and stuff. It's like, there wasn't enough Don Lee.
There was not. No. To be fair, there was not. There I was not like, enough. Can we have more Don Lee?
But to be fair, there wasn't enough of a lot of actors. Not just Don. Like, Salma Hayek, like...
Oh my god, Salma Hayek.
She's there for 10 minutes and dies.
Yeah. Like, but I'm going to keep popping up in flashbacks. But it's interesting. If you analyze Salma Hayek's performance as well, it's very reserved.
Yes.
There is...
You know, like, there's a regalness.
Yes, like, because she is Ajax. Yeah,
she's the leader. And so, because... And, you can imagine, like, someone's like, no, I'm the leader, so I gotta take over this shit. But yeah. No, she's just playing her part in the grander scheme of things.
But in the scenes where it's warranted, you can see the backstory. Especially now after you know why they're actually there. Then you go, I can see that. Like, you know, especially in the whole like exchanges she has with Icarus. I still cannot get over that they're using that as Icarus and not Icarus. But I mean, I'm just being Malaysian.
I gotta bring up something now that we started talking about the whole team. So, okay, so if I'm not mistaken, Eternals was made around the time when Steve Ditko left DC and went to Marvel.
Okay.
Right? I think so.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I can't remember what the timeline, but it's a Steve Ditko creation.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Is it Kirby?
Sorry,
Kirby.
Why keep Ditko Spider-Man. That's what I was Kirby. Kirby. No, Ditko didn't work at DC. Yeah, Kirby coming from DC to Marvel.
Yeah.
Right? And it feels very Kirby.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at this team. So I got dude who can fly and shoot lasers out of his eyes. All right?
Like almost Superman-like.
Which they mention.
Athenian woman with cool weaponry.
Wonder Woman.
A speedster.
Flash.
Someone with psychic abilities. Martian Manhunter.
Uh-huh.
A strong guy. Any strong guy, really. Yeah, that's what I was like. You know?
With power gloves.
Yeah, with power gloves. And I'm just like, is this Marvel's Justice League?
Might as well have been, right?
Cosmic.
Because the way Icarus like does his flying, I'm like, it's very Superman.
And
straight, like the
Richie.
And then the thing is, in the Eternals,
doesn't have a cape, but he has a nice coat.
They not only mention Superman,
yeah. They
mention Batman too. So I'm like, are like, oh.
Which then makes me go like, people are like, oh, it exists in Marvel Universe. Like, no. Their comics exist in the Marvel Universe.
Yes.
It's kind of belittling DC if you think about it.
Oh, yes.
We're not, it feels like they're not saying like, oh, you can cross over. It's like, no, you guys are fiction in our universe. Because these kids read Superman.
These characters are fucking real. You're not.
Yeah. But yeah, I couldn't stop. Like, every time Angelina Jolie fought, I'm like, holy fuck, I'd like to see her in Themyscira. You know what I mean? And the Eternal Speedster, I'm sorry, I was like, is a much better speedster than Ezra Miller. When she fights Icarus, I'm like, there you go. You see, a speedster can fight Superman.
Yes.
She's all like, bada.
No, then people will go, but she's like a millennia's worth of like experience behind her.
Whereas the Flash is still a kid.
Yeah, but any advice people give to the Flash is to run away, or run around, or run to the future, run to the past, run, Barry.
And speaking of Makari, can we give her a nod? But like, you know, when they finally show up at their ship, and then she's like, "Where have you guys been?" I love it that she goes, "Is it time to go home now?"
I found it weird that the speedster would stay in the spaceship though, because I'm like, you're fast. How boring is it staying in one room for like thousands of
years?
Well,
I mean, she didn't actually stay there all the time because look at all the amount of shit she accumulated along the way.
Like, she kept going back there. I'm like, fucking go out and do something. What, are you just reading books?
Maybe it seems that way. She enjoys being slow for once instead of running around constantly.
Like someone who's like that fast, like staying still might feel like an eternity, wouldn't it?
It's already an eternity. Yeah, I mean, and also, I guess, again, it goes back to, well, you know, that's the script she was given.
Yep.
It's fucking script, I swear.
It's lacking. It is so lacking.
It is. It's okay. And
especially when you need to have like a 10-minute sequence in the middle, like, I'm going to explain to you the plot twist, and it's a pretty long one, so bear with me as I bring out this PowerPoint deck. As you can see, this is actually, we grow celestials inside planets.
I still don't understand that. I still don't understand that.
Especially when Kurt Russell is a celestial and he was tiny. Wait, Kurt Russell? No.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah, he's a tiny celestial.
Was he a celestial?
Wasn't he a celestial?
He was a planet.
Yeah, he was a planet. I didn't think he was a celestial.
Didn't he say he was from a race of celestials?
Let me double check.
Yeah. Because like the scale is very different in the Neil Gaiman one, and like, you know, the dreaming celestial is actually like kept there. The dreaming celestial was very final space in Neil Gaiman's thing. Yeah, because I'm like, and so, but No, because the problem was like, so if he arises, he breaks up the planet.
Like an egg.
And how...
We then, are ants to them.
But then they needed to accumulate the population to a certain extent, because I would assume that they would need to absorb our energy in order for him to be awakened. It's wireless. Right? Right. It's wireless charging?
Yes.
Okay. From
it just needed enough of the population
to warm the exterior of the egg, like global warming and crisis.
It was about to crack, and then Thanos did his snap. It's like, fuck, I cannot come out yet.
Okay, so
half is gone already.
So wait, okay.
And then half is came back.
Yeah.
In Guardians of the Galaxy, he was a celestial.
He told you.
But in the comics, he's a living planet.
Yeah, always a living planet, but I guess they brought in a
celestial. The scale is very, very different, though.
Maybe he was just like, I came out from a very small planet. Although Oa is part of him as well.
Huh?
Yeah. Not Oa, sorry, that's Green Lantern.
Green Lantern.
What was that?
Bahe will have angry words.
What was that planet
right
called? Something the living planet.
You're right.
Oa?
In Amalgam Comics, published jointly by Marvel Comics and DC Comics,
Oa
the living planet.
No.
Oh, okay.
What is his actual planet name?
Ego.
Ego, yeah. Yes. Ego the living planet.
His name is Ego.
Yes. So he is part of the planet, but he's also... So I guess he is big and small at the same time.
Just like his ego.
Timey-wimey. He is binatang dua alam. Much like a crocodile.
Okay, but coming back to performances, another performance that I felt was like, you got this actor to just do voice and nobody fucking knew.
Oh.
Bill Skarsgård, right at the end.
I'm just going to pop up.
I saw the crazes. I'm like, what the fuck did Bill Skarsgård...
Wait,
is that the same Bill Skarsgård?
No, I was like, wait, you had a Skarsgård? I'm like,
but
I
didn't show you the
Skarsgård.
And this reminded me of Eccleston. Just getting an actor and completely misusing him. Like, that deviant...
He was
the deviant, but it could have just fucking been any voice.
I can speak now. And
did he at least...
I'm sorry, I was getting major Ultron vibes with
yes,
that guy.
Yes,
no, I don't think he did mocap for this.
He didn't do mocap, right?
Just like,
this is wasted.
Yeah, it's wasted of Skarsgård.
Because you're never going to bring him back now. And be like, oh my god.
But yeah, the deviant's plot was like, this is like Ultron's beef.
I mean...
It felt very Ultron.
It felt... It
sort of,
it was,
I guess.
I don't know.
Except Ultron was a bit cleverer. You know, this one is like, been looking for them. Oh, there they are, fighting. I'll fight too! Come.
No, that's another thing that I want to bring up. It's like, recently...
And Cena's like, oh my god, the world's going to end. That motherfucker!
Like, when I went to go and watch Venom, which is a whole other mess, by the way.
Venom.
Yeah. I saw the trailer for Eternals again, because they played the trailer for Eternals, and I'm watching it going, this played it out to be a completely different tone of film. Like, watching the trailer made it seem a lot darker and a lot more intense than it actually was. Like, the storyline, it really just looked like the whole film was about the deviants have come back to Earth, Eternals are going to fight them and defeat them, game over.
Well, they're not going to show the PowerPoint twist. Why would you do that? That's a twist.
I mean, okay, twist. For me, going into the movie, because, I mean, all I could remember from reading the collector editions was that Sprite was the villain all along. And I was waiting for that.
Not
and
a
I
bad
was like,
twist.
No, because, I mean, that's how Neil Gaiman wrote it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because, I mean, it eventually also does go into the Dreaming Celestial in a very different direction. Then I was just waiting for this, like, they're not going this route, are they? And another thing about it was, like, yeah, the way they presented the movie was vastly different from any other Marvel movie because there's so much backstory to get through. And I was like,
yes.
I guess they're trying something different.
This felt like they were trying too many things in too short of a time,
yeah.
Which it wasn't. It was like fucking 2 hours, two and a half hours?
Look at how long they took to introduce Thanos.
You know? Fucking 10 years.
You know, there's been no... Okay, the most we've ever been hinted of the Celestials is when Benicio del Toro does his PowerPoint.
Yeah, as the Watcher. Yeah. And not the Watcher, the Collector.
The Collector.
When he does his little PowerPoint, he goes...
Shaking his fists.
So, as you can see, whenever it comes to the spacey stuff and the big things, like, PowerPoints are required.
Wait, one must give a presentation. Isn't Nowhere ahead of a Celestial? No.
Ooh. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the head.
It's a head of a Celestial.
It's the skull of a Celestial.
Ah, yes.
Sorry, just trying to tie it back.
And yeah, the design of the Celestials, I was totally like, yep, Galactus is coming.
Yeah, because...
And he's not going to be a big puff of smoke anymore.
Like, looking at the Celestials, I could not help but like, Galactus.
Yeah.
That's... Your prototype for Galactus is right there.
Right. Which means Silver Surfer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they don't have Chris Evans anymore.
Would it be so weird if they brought Chris Evans back as you?
Because, you know...
You look really familiar. Like, don't know what you're talking about. I'm the fun guy.
Contract for Captain America is done. Doesn't mean contract for...
Multiverse.
Yes.
Multiverse.
Multiverse is happening.
Jessica Elba.
Oh, God.
What's
his name? What's
his
name?
I love Elba, but no.
No. What's his name?
Yon Griffith.
Yes.
Yon Griffith.
It's Mr. Fantastic.
And Chiklis.
Chiklis made a good thing.
You could tell he loved the material.
Yeah.
Actually, the best thing about those old Fantastic Four movies was Chiklis and Evans.
Mm.
Yes.
Because...
I mean, it was 10 times
Crawford
better than...
and Alba, I was like, first off, I don't even believe you two hooked up. Secondly, when you make Alba blonde, that's when her Latina side's really obvious and like, oh, this does not match.
Mm-mm.
She Mm-mm. is not a platinum blonde. This Mm-mm. is weird.
You get a Welshman... and Alba together. And
Welshman
like,
with a name that I'm like, does anyone in Hollywood know how to pronounce his name? Because even I'm not sure.
Anyway, Eternals.
Anyway, Eternals.
There are a lot of moments that I also felt like, there are moments that I could have been emotional and connected about, but I just felt nothing, which fucking sucked. Like the whole storyline between Gemma Chan and Richard Madden, that sort of love story, I'm like, regardless, you get together, don't get together, I really don't give a shit. And then that moment when Sprite, all she wants is just to be a human and to grow, I'm also like...
No, the whole Sprite pining after Icarus for all these millennia part was like, oh, Beluga...
Even that, I also was like, oh, okay, so? I felt nothing.
But you see, even that in the script, like, and now we need Kumail to explain this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, otherwise, we won't get her motivation when she stabs people in the back.
Or she goes off with Icarus.
Yeah.
Like.
It's almost like the script writers wrote this bit, and then they went, will audience understand this? Wait.
But it's
this is why it happens.
I mean, I guess also to some extent it's also up to the actor, right? To
because
everybody
else
is pulling.
But she, you know, like, how are you going to play that stuff when there's so much else that you're supposed to be playing as well?
There's too many subplots.
Yeah.
Instead of just focusing on one story.
Like, I haven't even started talking about Brian Tyree Henry that much.
Yeah. Mm. And
whose performance I love, by the way.
Yeah. Fall collection, IKEA.
I love it. I love. Sorry, I mean, I know that scene is in the trailers.
Yeah, but
I still
love it.
Scene.
I still love that scene.
It's like, you know what?
I'm just trying to believe that
you're not doing all of these
life,
things.
Please.
Boom.
No, I just love him. Like, you know, the kids know that they're Eternals, and he's just like, could you stop pulling your powers in front of my kids, guys? It's just not appropriate at all.
The thing he was talking about, dude, it's like. And also all their people know that they're internal.
Yeah.
Kit Harington knows.
Yeah.
Like,
that's Sprite. Why I'm like, is everyone just so nonchalant about I'm a superhero, bitch.
When all those other characters have been known already, like, it's going to take a lot to surprise you.
I do.
And what will surprise you is a giant ass motherfucker popping up, I want to eat your planet. Or just this hand popping up out of a volcano. And I was like, that's new.
Like, I want to see the BTS footage of Brian Tyree Henry doing all the hand shit. Because looking at that going,
did he have like some a choreographer to help him choreograph all of those
moves?
Just
like,
or like,
do this, say this.
No, but then
this.
It did also make me go like, so did he put the seed for the idea for the tech that Tony Stark uses?
I mean,
like, he's doing holographic projection, technically.
He said he washed hand already. He say he claims he washed hand already after... Yeah,
can put
I mean,
the seed, what?
After,
Howard Stark was around, what?
I mean, after his Oppenheimer moment.
Yeah.
Oh, my... Like...
And that was sad.
No, some people giving them flag. Like, I'm like, how am I supposed to feel like, you know, like, it's not enough time to do that. And I'm like, but are you not familiar with Oppenheimer? It's basically the
Hiroshima.
Yeah, it's basically the Oppenheimer moment. Like, oh my god, I helped create this. Oh my god, Project Manhattan. Oh my god, you know. Yeah.
I'm not doing that again.
Yeah. I do like as it comes out of steam engines too early. Okay.
I love it.
Plow.
Fine, a plow.
Yeah, I fucking love that.
It plows. Happy now. He's playing the frustrated scientist really, really well.
Yeah, yeah, I'll admit that. That was quite fun.
But again, it's really putting all the performance into what little material you have.
Yeah.
Because I get it. Look, like one thing that me and Ian felt coming out is like, it just proved a point like, writing an ensemble is hard.
Yes.
And writing a millennium, multi-millennia saga ensemble is hard. No, but a question I want to pose is like, did we actually need to see all of that?
I wanted to ask the same question.
Because that's the flashback thing. Like, if you notice, people that write ensembles, right? They don't give everyone equal footing.
No.
Because you can't.
You can't.
You physically can't. You have to concentrate on a core, and you have to give enough for the others so that you know these characters.
The interests.
And then later on, like, a good example, Guardians of the Galaxy 1 is predominantly about Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's when you get to the second movie, it's like, okay, we've established Drax is like this, Raccoon's like this. Now we'll play with them a bit more.
Yes.
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 You know? And now we can, and because we've already established Chris Pratt, you can go deeper with Chris.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I would have preferred to just see the storyline between Icarus and Cersei. Have that the main focus.
I mean, okay, how could they streamline? How could they have streamlined this? Obviously, Cersei, because she's the lead, right? She's supposed to be the MC.
Yeah.
And then Icarus.
I do like
your
thing
Ajak
about opening it with Cersei in Piccadilly Circus. That was a good opening.
And that sets it up. Yeah. That sets it up very well.
You know, because first it go like, okay, so this Asian girl is just taking this photo of his knife and like, oh, why is she taking this? Like, okay, I mean, oh, she works in the museum. Okay, that's why. Mm. And then suddenly, the next thing you see is there's an earthquake dusting, and then she dusting the
apartment. And then going to the flashback. That's actually a nice opening.
Yeah. Right? Like, oh no,
your screenwriting, courses have been doing you well.
I've kind of always written this way, no? As if, like, you know.
I wouldn't know. There's not many finished scripts for me to read.
There are a lot of openings for you to read if you want to.
I'd rather read them when there's an ending to them as well.
I know. Watch out, 2022. Hold me to this, guys. Oh, but God, yeah, no, what did I just say that for?
That is correct. Like, if you had set that up at the beginning of the film, we would and rolled with it.
Because
not just stick to that and be like, oh, we're just...
Because starting with cosmic, you think of them cosmic first.
Yes.
And then so then you have this distance from them already, because you know these are godlike beings. How am I, a mere puny mortal with no superpowers, supposed to relate to these people?
Well, I gotta say, Snow. Kumail's powers to me are the most weakest.
Pew, pew, pew. Like, pew, pew. What are these finger guns?
And then, ooh, but I need bigger pew. Give me time.
No, he has to wind it first. He has to charge up his pew.
I'm like, out of everyone.
What? I can't remember what Kingo's powers were and how they were represented in the... No, actually, you know what? They don't even have Kingo. I don't think they even have Kingo.
Pew,
in like,
pew, 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 pew. Give me some Kamehameha or some shit.
He doesn't Dragon pew. Ball. He needs to... No. Even in Dragon Ball, he needs to charge up the Kamehameha.
Yeah, this one is Kamehameha.
Yeah, but his one is like, give me some time. So, a bit more.
He does more than that, doesn't he? Isn't he strong and fast as well?
No. He just shoots pew-pew.
They're all generally fast. Like, you even see Druig, you know, pull off some sweet moves just to show you, like, I'm not just mind control, motherfucker. Mm. Like,
sorry, in terms of
physically weakest, Sprite, because she's a storyteller.
But, okay, here's my thought.
She's illusion.
Yeah, she doesn't do much jumping around.
Mm. Here's my thought.
Go on, then.
So, in terms of Marvel and their infamous workout program, Madden, of course, I mean, he didn't show it, but of course,
wise
Madden.
Kumail.
Don Lee is, you know, Don.
He does that already for Korea. Like, Don Lee is amazing in like all of his shit that
he
does.
Why?
Why did he?
I'll tell you why. So they can put him in a sleeveless shirt. That's it.
But he just had to do the arms.
You can't work out arms. Oh my God.
What is this, Rick and Morty? Like, he's fucking. You can't just have buff arms in a certain body.
That would have been fun, though.
That'd be weird. There's nowhere in the world you can't lift weights just with your arms and your core does nothing. You still have a beer gut. That's just strange. Then there's something seriously wrong with your metabolism.
Although, I think there was an article. I think he came out to say he got a bit too big.
Like, he couldn't fit in the outfit?
Keep talking.
I kind of don't like the outfits.
Yeah,
it looked very like straight out of printer, just print from just friend from cosplay. I'm like a bit like, can we have a bit more detail lah? Like, because I know a lot of the detailing is CGI. Like, so, like when they do the Unimine, it's CGI. A lot of their weapons are CGI.
I thought the colors were very muted.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, you know, Angelina Jolie just looks like she's wearing a white jumpsuit.
Oh, sorry.
With blonde Kunal hair.
Kunal didn't say he got too big. The producer said he got too big. I will say this, because this is the truth. We were like, hey, Kumail, don't worry about it. You don't have to get in a ton. Like, this isn't the movie where we have work out a ton. So it was his point. But he wanted to do it. And he got at some point, and I had to call him and say, Kumail, I think you got too big. Because we saw him, I think, on Kimmel or something. He's a movie star, not a bodybuilder. And we had to pull Kumail back. He was so excited to be in the movie. He just invested in it. And yeah, he got big.
Your power is pew pew.
No need to get big for pew pew.
I mean, he's probably going to get Dawn and go like, I need to compete.
But Dawn's power is brute strength.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, but when he punches shit out,
oh,
like,
oh my god.
Ooh.
Badass.
Oh, when he came out with the apron, though, that was cute.
I'm cooking.
You want a pie?
Yeah. And then, like, you know, yeah, I made this beard spit.
And then
that was gross.
And then, like, should Dina be having hers is child. Hers is the non alcoholic version. Yes. I'm like, this is so adorable.
Yeah. There were moments. I'll admit that.
There are a lot of moments.
Yes. Angelina Jolie still hot. It's nuts.
Even with blonde hair, I'm actually not a big fan of her with blonde hair.
It works though in this.
Well, it's okay. But I mean, but she
although that with a white outfit, yeah, there's a lot of white.
It's not very flattering.
There's no contrast.
It's not flattering. You look pale as hell.
Because clearly she didn't get the looks from Voight. Voight's not exactly.
Oh, fuck, who's the mother again?
Voight, okay, why? When he was younger, Midnight Cowboy was quite hot.
Really?
Kela.
Have you seen Angelina Jolie's brother?
No.
It's Jolie if she was male. It's odd.
That's why I'm like, who's the mother?
It doesn't work in a masculine way.
Right.
Like, even the son doesn't look like Voight. So it's like, who's the...
No, the son got Voight's eyes.
The mother is
definitely got
Marshall... Marcia...
You say Marshall Ali?
No. Marcia Lynn... Marceline Bertrand. I don't know if that's French or what, but... I mean, okay, with the mother...
Yeah, it's there. It's somewhere
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yes.
So we haven't even gone through. We're jumping around.
We're not doing the plot.
I can't.
I can't be fucked to do a play-by-play right now.
I mean, okay, so they fight the big bad by joining in the Unimine,
which actually is already a talent that they have in the comics, but they have to discover. I'm like, fine.
It was a letdown for me. It was because to me the third act, like fighting Icarus, was badass. Especially
that
when
was
Brian Tyree Henry's like I
fast
got some
going
shit.
Like pop, yeah. Pop 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 pop. I'm like, yes, like, you know, like this is some like Batman level, like, but you think I'm gonna use all my gadgets.
And it's also, and especially when Speedster versus Icarus is awesome.
Oh yeah.
And Athena versus Mega Deviant Ultron is awesome. But then when your big final third act is Kumbaya.
I don't have the bracelet, but I also can Kumbaya.
Mm. No, you know what? You know what the Unimine reminded me of? So they're all standing in a circle. You have a power. I have a power. With our powers combined, we are Captain Planet. I'm like,
it was pretty much. Yeah, they saved the planet.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, yes.
I'm like,
took pollution down to zero.
Yeah, like, yeah. The Unimine, I was just a bit like, this is your plan.
And then
I think in Eternal's Law the Unimine is a legit weapon. But it was not presented in the most appetizing way.
And then came the point which made Eva go, I'm out. Tapped out. Because she hates it.
Deus
when a guy
ex machina
who's been like evil the whole time, then realized the error was in ways, I'm sorry.
I'm wrong. It was all my fault.
I'm sorry. That was.
I'm
that
going
was,
to fly into the fucking sun.
That was a although, very big cop out.
Yeah. I do like a Scottish accent. To be fair, it doesn't sound anything like that. But yeah, it's like, ooh, I'm Icarus. I'm going to the fucking sun.
I would have loved Icarus to sound like that.
I don't understand why he had to do that.
Because he's embarrassed of who he is.
I'm like, what? So what? No more Richard. Why? This is such a waste of Richard Madden.
Because Cersei'll never fuck me again. She don't love me. She loves Jon Snow. I can't do it no more. I'm why off to fly into the fucking sun.
Why are you doing a Billy Connolly?
Oh no. It's the only Scottish accent I've got. Give me a fucking break. Because he'd sound pretty fucking ridiculous as Sean Connery, wouldn't he? So no, Billy Connolly. I'm fucking Icarus.
Oh boy.
I'm Scottish Superman.
What has he been doing for the past millennia?
Billy Connolly?
No, Icarus.
Oh, Icarus.
But what has Billy Connolly been doing?
Icarus has been watching Billy Connolly videos. I like him. He's funny.
Exactly what Billy Connolly said about Simon Amstel, but yes.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh,
it hurts.
It's not just a myth. I'm flying into the sun. Ooh, it's fucking hot.
No, I still don't understand why he... I mean, I do and I don't. I do understand, but I don't want to understand.
Like, there were other ways that he could have been remorseful like, instead of flying into the sun. Yeah.
It's not the worst...
the only way to kill him.
Why?
I'm a fucking god.
But I mean, like...
Why doesn't he just adorn?
Yes! Just be like, guys, I'm sorry.
I cannot do it.
Because he...
You won't love me again, I cannot do it. No!
Oh my god.
It's either this or eat 2,000 pounds of deep fried Mars bars.
No, actually.
Fuck! He should have done that and become fat Icarus.
No. Actually, even then, I'm not even sure if he can actually get fat.
That's true.
Because he's not. They're not actually. They're basically robots. They're basically robots.
That's another thing. I'm like, oh.
They're basically robots.
They're not gods. They're creatures.
They're things.
They're all Ultrons.
They're actually...
And you see, even that, the moment of realization, to me, just fell flat. It's just Gemma Chang going, oh. That was it.
It didn't hit hard.
It wasn't impactful at all. It was okay.
And you would think someone who loves humans as much as she did, it would hit pretty hard.
But nope.
You know?
I was going to be like, then why do I poo? It's a legit question.
How do you know she does?
That is actually
food has to go somewhere.
Maybe there's a different way that she does it.
Let's I don't want to talk. No.
I mean, they're not eunuchs.
How do you?
Well, she has a pretty healthy sexual relationship.
How do you? Know?
Let's not go there. Let's not go there with the lady bits. Okay, so
the man myths for that matter. I'm sure they have floppily dopplies.
Yes.
How do you know?
So at the end of the day, you know, Don Lee gives his life to save everybody in Druid's commune.
Yep.
You know, Gemma Chan discovers she has a new power. That one also a bit Deus Ex Machina.
There's a big hand coming out of the ocean that's frozen for now.
Yep. And the head.
And Gemma Chan goes to Primrose Hill.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, so
where Jon Snow still knows nothing.
He's just waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm like...
So, people who are still alive is Festus, Cersei, and, like, Icarus is gone.
Sprite's a human now.
Who went on the ship?
Athena.
Uh-huh.
Druig.
Uh-huh.
And Makari.
Okay, so they
isn't
like...
Brian Tyree Henry?
No. Festus is like...
He's got a family.
I'm going to stay with my family,
yes,
bitch.
Yes.
For some reason, I mean, he's taken over Salma Hayek's farm.
Oh, yeah, because Salma Hayek's gone.
Yeah, I know, because Salma Hayek's gone.
Because Icarus went, this is Iceland.
Can we take a moment for fucking Kumail Nanjiani's like, I actually agree with Icarus, so I'm just going to leave.
Yeah,
because I don't want to fight.
Hold up. Yeah,
and then later on, oh, you guys won, that's good. Okay, I'll take Sprite and send it to college.
Yeah, like, he disappeared.
And comes back.
And we didn't see him until right at the end. During the big fight, he was nowhere. I'm like...
It almost feels like the writer's like, how are we going to fit Pew Pew into all this? Because that's kind of lacking.
No, and like, you know, don't you also need him for the Unimine?
Clearly not.
Nah. It'd be funny if Karun suddenly pops up.
it's a really underused stage of...
I took my master's bracelet.
So actually, you know, in hindsight, it's actually very underutilization of Kunal Nanjiani.
Yes.
You know what he's there for? I have release. A plane.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this traveling shit's going to take a long time.
I have a bomb-ass plane with all my fathers, my grandfather. Has no one gone, wow, they your all ancestry look all look exactly the same.
And I'm like, wow, Karun. First, the Sony camera, my feed. Pull out 5D.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Then that after was the amazing. Canon 5D gets cut, that was
oh,
amazing.
The smaller one. Then smaller one gone, oh, I got my iPhone.
Yeah, but it's all like, did you catch that? Did you catch that? Did you catch that? I'm like,
I have spares.
Duh.
Oh my god, I love him. I love him.
And then me. Just as Jon Snow is about to say, like, I've got a history.
I was actually like, at that point I was busy like I was a bit busy googling like my chum like
what, Black Knight?
No, the like the insignia, because I didn't see it clearly in the screen. And I was like, you know, was like, oh my god, what is the insignia? What is the insignia?
So then suddenly like Gemma Chan gets whisked away.
Everybody gets whisked
Everyone
away.
Everyone gets whisked away because and you must pay for your crime.
Although the Celestial's kinda like, you stopped it happening. I need to take a minute to just calculate whether you did this right or not.
Yes.
So we'll get back to you.
You will be judged.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is actually basically the ending for the Neil Gaiman arc
like,
as well.
Mr. PowerPoint's like, now we have to do due process for the yes. legal system.
Yes.
Do you know how much paperwork I have to do for this?
Yes.
Gotta talk with the other Celestials. Who's your counsel, by the way? And then Jon Snow.
No.
Whilst he's there on the hill like, oh, fuck. I gotta go and do some shit now.
Yes. And then we cut to the spaceship because the three Makari, Gruig, yeah. and Tina.
Oh, this
they,
is a post credit scene already, yeah. right? Yeah, okay.
No, I mean,
spoilers.
I mean, you know,
if you made it this fucking far.
They've decided to go and liberate the other planets and like
Which is a cool
stop
idea.
The other Celestials and yeah. and start and like meet their other selves
and
or other
Here's when they introduce
Eternals.
One character that
Oh, this one I wanna hear.
I was hoping to see and was a bit disappointed in how it's represented. And another character that I'm like, how the fuck is Marvel going to do this? So first they introduce Pip.
Hey! Patton Oswalt!
I was like, this voice is very familiar.
Yeah.
Patton Oswalt's in the MCU!
Patton Oswalt. For a moment, I was like, is that Seth Rogen? But he didn't do the... But yeah, so... And Pip, I'm disappointed with the CG. I'm very disappointed with the CG.
Okay.
He looked fake as fuck.
Yeah, to be fair, it did look very PS4.
Not familiar with the character, yeah. So I will refrain from.
And
judgment.
I gotta say, like, we've been saying to be fair a lot, and I have to keep holding my tongue because you guys don't watch Letterkenny. But if you watch Letterkenny, to be fair, has a different meaning.
I will.
Anybody
start,
out there that watches Letterkenny, hit us up in the comments.
Not
anyway,
just Sarge. Sarge, we know you watch Letterkenny.
Yeah, you introduce it. But yeah, so Pip, it was cool to see him because. Straight away got flashbacks to which crossover was it? Infinite Crusade or something like that.
Okay.
Which was an interesting, weirdly religious crossover in Marvel history.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. Some Joan of Arc looking Celestial pops up saying like, I'm God. Like, okay. And cool. It's basically depending on who's got strong religious beliefs or not, that depend on whose side you were.
Ooh.
So it was an interesting crossover in the 90s. But so, Pip, I was both happy to see, but at the same time, like, I hope they fix this, because he looks fake.
Well, to be fair, the first time we saw Thanos wasn't that great.
But it was, like, a few seconds. This one was like, I'm drunk and I'm falling over. I would have liked to just see Patton Oswalt with that fucking... Patton Oswalt with fake ears. That
actually, speaking
fun.
Of which, you know Patton Oswalt actually has a MODOK costume?
I'm sure he does.
Like, there was one ad that he did, literally, it's just him in this MODOK outfit.
Like, you know, take Patton as well, but then, like, with CGI, make him slightly smaller. I would have gone with that,
yeah.
as opposed to a full CG, because it's exactly like the comics, which is interesting, but he
sometimes,
looks fake.
Sometimes being too faithful to the comic books is not your friend.
And then the other character,
and
I
then
hope
you
they're not being faithful to the comic books.
Oh.
Eros.
Mm.
I was not expecting that.
Harry fucking Styles.
I was like,
Harry Styles is now part of the MCU.
I was very taken aback by that.
Yeah, and because technically his power is you want to fuck me, don't you? That's his power.
Well, I mean.
I mean, he's Eros.
Yeah, but in the 80s, they took it to... I think like he fucked his mother to give birth to himself or some shit. It was weird.
What the fuck?
It's some strange shit.
Yeah, we're not PG guys, if you haven't realized already.
No, so, yeah. I don't know what they're going to do with Eros, but... Yeah.
That brother of Thanos? Like, that was news to me.
Okay. Oh, you should see it in the original like Infinity Gauntlet the story. Eros is just chilling in the back like, yo, my brother's fucked up. He is fucked up. And then he wanted to use his, like, you want to fuck me skills. So Thanos just went, no mouth for you. So then he just sat behind the throne like, you know? But I was like, okay, Harry Styles. Eros, bit small. Don't know how to feel about this. And that even makes me go even more like, they're going fucking galactic as fuck.
Now we're going to space.
Like, this is a big space-ass story.
Yes, I'm like, yes.
There's a lot of CG. Is this because you have that cool Mandalorian tech? So you're like, hey, we can do this quicker? Like, what the fuck?
And then, what, Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be in space as well. So like,
I mean, but that's
I mean, thing. Captain Marvel is basically in space.
Yeah. And I mean, if you're going to start doing Galactus, it's going to be very space.
No, I mean, and there is that teaser for Secret Invasion.
Yeah, but that's just Samuel L. Jackson going,
And then after the credits is the post-credits scene. I was like, ooh, this is interesting.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And because of that, it gives me flashes of Matrix Reloaded, where the only thing that I found exciting was the last scene before the credits came up. Because it was like, first I was like, ooh, Black Knight's there. He's got his sword.
Uh-huh.
Sword's all funky. I mean, Black Knight is a bit... I always find it weird because Marvel, both Marvel and DC have done this. We're going to have like an old-timey Arthurian fucking knight for no reason.
Just because it's cool.
People like knights.
You know, like they're British.
But hey, you know, Jon Snow with the sword, cool.
As if I mean, we haven't seen Jon Snow with a sword.
He knows. I mean,
magic
he knows,
sword this time.
He knows his way around. Like, it wasn't magic the last time? No. Okay. I mean, he knows his way around a sword. He knows his way around horses. You know, he knows his way around armor.
With this Black Knight and the multiverse opening... What I would like to see is
Jon Snow and Daenerys.
No. I want to see this Black Knight fight Monty Python Black Knight.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
FFS. FFS.
If he's, no, I swear to God, in the Black Knight, whatever next, if it's a film, if it's a series, I want Jon Snow to, I'm not even calling him Kit Harington. I want Jon Snow to be like, just but a flesh wound.
I don't know, because to me, the one moment that gave me goosebumps.
The last line.
Oh, just hearing that voice.
When I heard that voice, I knew Kai would be so fucking dope for this.
And I was like, yo, Marsha Ali's like fucking channeling Wesley Snipes.
He's dying to get the jacket on.
Oh, I want to see him in that fucking outfit.
Yeah.
But then I was also thinking about, like, you know, it's going to be a PG world because it's Disney. And so many lines that I love in Blade, you know.
Not PG.
Come on.
Well,
man.
Maybe.
Some motherfucker's always trying to ice skate uphill.
But here's the thing, though.
Maybe Blade will be Disney's first R-rated movie.
You motherfuckers have no idea
movie.
Who you are fucking with.
Because they are still letting Deadpool be R.
Yeah, but if Blade's playing with the other guys.
That's true.
Because you know.
They won't let Deadpool play with the rest of the
MCU. I don't think Deadpool's going to be there like, hey, fuckers. I don't think they're going to allow that.
That's but true, though.
Unless Blade and Deadpool,
Get together? Oh my God, can you imagine that movie?
A little mini-series of their own.
Aw.
That was actually... I think it was one of the comics just reminded me of Blade for some reason, since we're talking Deadpool, X-Men. In the series where Logan became the headmaster of... what do you call it? Yeah.
Xavier.
There's a whole series where Xavier left and made Logan headmaster. Right? And they're trying to audition teachers. One of the guys that comes to audition is Blade. And then next.
Oh, that's Suicide Squad. I was like, I swear there's a team up recently that was R-rated.
There was
a
spark.
Yes.
Oh, no, here. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, but yeah, I mean, yeah, DC is doing R-rated Joker, freaking...
Yeah.
Is Batman R-rated?
Probably.
Don't know, probably.
Yeah, right?
I mean, DC...
Just the way the trailer looks.
Yeah. DC just goes, we're just going to take the adult market, guys?
But Marvel still plays it safe because...
Yeah, because it's Disney.
It's Disney.
But Blade. Oh, I want to see Blade. So Blade.
Are they shooting it?
No, they haven't shot yet.
I think they're still working on the script.
Mahershala Ali had literally come out to say, I cannot wait to get in this fucking suit. He's dying to see the outfit.
I just want to go for fitting.
The last Blades we had was first Blade 3, where Wesley Snipes was already obviously pissed, and Dominic Purcell is a weird choice for Dracula.
I don't remember this.
You didn't see Blade? Dominic Purcell is Dracula.
I don't want
Blade
to remember
Trinity
this.
With Ryan Reynolds and Triple H.
Oh God! And oh, that Biel. One. Oh, yeah. Right, that
Jessica
one.
Jessica Biel. If I'm gonna fight, I need my AirPods.
No, and then the first incarnation of Deadpool, the Merc.
That was Wolverine.
Oh, that was Wolverine. Sorry. Wolverine
and then Origins. After Blade Trinity was Blade the series featuring Treach of Naughty by Nature.
That didn't last very long, did it?
I think two episodes got canceled. Two or three episodes. It looked bad. Just the post, I was like, no.
But as always, we got to give credit where credit is due.
Have they got a director for Blade yet?
Yeah, I thought they'd have. Yeah.
Because I was going to say, like, could you bring Guillermo back?
Ooh. No. I don't think Guillermo's going to come back to do this.
Actually, you know who I'd want to see come back for Blade? The director of the first one. Because after a League, he fucking gave up on Hollywood. I'm like, come on, bring him back. Let Stephen Norrington do Blade again.
I thought he's going to do a new film or something. I thought I saw his name recently.
Stephen Norrington?
Yes. Okay, wait. Give me 1 second. Talk amongst yourself while I find the... Wow. Sequels, Blade 2, Blade Trinity, Blade the series. That's part of...
Yeah, Blade the series. That was when David Goyer was like, I can direct. Buddy, you're a great writer. You're a great writer. Behind the camera.
Yeah, so Eternals was a bit of a mixed bag.
Sorry. Oh, wait, no, they haven't found a director. See? Oh, yes. Sorry, Bassam Tariq.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Oh, okay. Who's that? I don't know.
Okay. Okay, they have a director. That's all.
But
it's
I do
not like he's someone I went to school with.
But I thought you maybe heard about his other films. It's like Bassam Tariq. Let's see what other films he's done.
Get off the fucking phone. Let's get off the fucking talk.
No, I am talking to you. Wait, no, I just want to find out.
Oh my god!
I just want to find out. Okay.
This is the problem with this generation.
Oh shit! He directed Mogul Mowgli. Okay. Now I'm on board. Now I'm fucking on board with this film. Okay.
Riz Ahmed movie.
Right.
Are they casting Riz Ahmed
in Riz going to be in the movie?
That's why I was like, ooh.
Riz.
He's technically already been in the Marvel Universe, though.
No.
Sony Marvel.
No.
The Sony Spider-Man universe.
That's are they ever going to cross over?
Apparently, I've accidentally read a leak of the post credit for Carnage.
Yeah, so have I because
it didn't bother me anyway.
After I walked out of the film, I was like, what's the post credit scene?
You want to know? You know.
You've seen the post-credit scene.
I can't remember.
It's basically...
I don't know. Never mind.
But you've seen
Okay, let's
film.
Not talk about let's it talk here. Let's talk about it. You guys haven't seen it.
Yeah.
In case you guys haven't
seen it. I was reading an article about the new Spider-Man trailer.
Yeah.
And they referenced the Carnage post-credits, which I was like, okay, you know what? The movie's been out for a while. That's not really... Okay, cool.
Yeah,
you could have said spoilers, but fine.
Not like the BBC. Hey, I brought it back.
Wow, you still...
If you're bringing that back... Yeah, we had some technical difficulties, guys, and so now, like, you are exposed to Kai's big face.
Yeah, this is the rant that I
he
had
still
on the
wants
video.
To bring up the BBC
because they're fucking annoying.
With the BBC One, BBC Two, BBC Three, Austin Powers.
Yeah, I know, but like,
I
the episode's only been out for an hour, guys. Can you not fucking post shit after
he's
an hour?
About Doctor Who. He's talking
yeah.
About Doctor
yeah, 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 yeah. Our beloved Doctor Who.
He's very upset.
Yes.
I mean, the spoilers aside, though, like, you know, our take on the current season of Doctor Who, for those of us who actually have watched, at least from episode 2 onwards, actually seems to be on point, guys.
Yeah,
if you want to jump back in, episode 2 of the Doctor Who Flux seems to be a good place to start.
I don't know why, but for some reason, I just suddenly had a flash of John Cleese as a BBC representative going... we at the BBC would like to apologize for the spoilers that have been appearing for Doctor Who.
And now for something completely different. But, there have been people that have been messaging our Instagram going, oh, what do you guys think of Doctor Who, the latest episode? I'm like, wait, we're not doing a play-by-play. Hold on.
We're not doing every episode.
We're going to talk
about other shit.
We're going to be doing, the season wrap-up, which will happen in 3 weeks' time because it's only 6 episodes
what, 6?
Long.
I thought it was 8.
No, there's 6.
Yeah.
This is what we discussed yesterday.
Yeah, we discussed this in the car.
There's 6 episodes with 3 specials coming out next year.
Oh,
which will be...
that fucking format now.
I think they're doing New Year's special, possibly mid-year special.
I missed Britain being in jeopardy during Christmas, guys.
No, maybe this time it'll be Liverpool.
London specifically.
Yeah, London specifically.
Britain, I'm like, it's Britain.
No, because back in the day... Christmas, London gets attacked.
Yes.
Every other day, Wales gets attacked.
Yes. That is true. That's why London is always empty. You remember that one episode? Where is everybody? It's Christmas.
We all fucking know what's going to happen, okay?
Except for the Queen.
But yes, coming back to Eternals, we'll talk about Doctor Who another time. Eternals,
if this is the start of the phase, it's a tough one.
It's a bit of a rough start.
Is this the start of phase 4?
It was Shang-Chi at the start.
Pseudo.
No. Yeah, Shang-Chi, I think, was the start of
Pseudo.
Phase 4. Or was it Black Widow?
No. Black Widow's wrapping up Phase 3.
I would think that
Black Widow's the last of the last phase. Like, just, okay.
I would think the start of Phase 4 would actually have been Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Start of Phase 4 was WandaVision.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, because of all the, like, ooh.
So, okay. Back when before the pandemic, this was supposed to be
long ago.
Yes, this was supposed to be MCU's Phase 4 list. So it starts with WandaVision, then Falcon, then Morbius, then Black Widow, then Loki, then Venom, then Shang-Chi, then Eternals, then Spider-Man, then Doctor Strange, then Thor, then Black Panther 3, then Captain Marvel 2, and then ending with Fantastic Four.
I'm wondering about these Doctor Strange reshoots.
Were there reshoots?
Yeah, they're doing reshoots at the moment. Reshoots. Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Why are they expensive?
No, extensive.
Expensive. Anything with Marvel is possibly expensive.
I mean, anything with Doctor Strange is expensive.
I mean, he's CG most of the time.
Yeah.
In a CG world.
And now people are like, what characters are coming? Is Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield going to be in Doctor Strange?
I don't know, guys.
We'll see. Come on, Sam Raimi, don't disappoint me.
Yeah. Yeah, oh my god, yes, it's Sam Raimi, right?
Exactly.
Bring back Bruce Campbell, for fuck's sake. Just have Bruce Campbell in the background somewhere.
Doctor Strange versus Deadites, come on. Have you seen the Evil Dead video game trailer?
Fuck yes.
Woo!
I cannot wait.
Woo!
I cannot wait to own at least a PS4.
But to think at one point, they were setting up Bruce Campbell in Sam Raimi's verse to be Mysterio. Like,
that would work. I can see that.
Fourth Spider-Man, Bruce Campbell was going to be the big bad Mysterio.
I can see that.
Yeah. But, you know, we didn't get that.
We got Jon Hall.
I still would like to see Bruce Campbell as Mysterio.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess that wraps up our turbulent talk about Eternals.
Yeah, go watch it.
There are good elements in a bad movie.
There are moments.
I mean, you know, like which and some don't surprising break your back
trying to rush to watch it, but do watch it.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not 100% bad. It's like maybe 90.
It's just, you know,
90% bad. Wow,
Nick has much higher expectations.
Yeah, I did not. I mean, I looked at it. I'm like, I did not have high expectations.
I didn't have expectations. I just wanted it to be. I just wanted
a
story.
No, you had Marvel expectations.
Is it wrong to have Marvel expectations for a Marvel film?
They're going a new way.
It is not. I don't think it's Chloe's fault.
No. I'm not going to blame Chloe at all. Fault? It is the story.
Yeah.
Whoever wrote the story.
Chloe.
Are you serious? Did she write it?
She's got writing credit. Well, she wrote it with someone else.
Because I don't want to blame Chloe.
I mean.
No. It's not her. Ryan Firpo and Kaz Firpo.
And Chloe.
No.
It popped up in the end credits. She had a writing credit with him.
Screenplay by it has a co-writing, but story isn't. Story is Ryan and Kaz Firpo.
Then it was her decision to start in the beginning.
Kaz, so you're saying that the person that writes the actual script has no power over the story?
Okay, I don't know what
to
say.
Okay, anyway.
I have to say this. Kaz Firpo is a documentarian. He hasn't even written a film. He's a documentarian.
Oh, No wonder it's a bit documentary.
That's why
document all the past things.
Why did you get a documentarian to write a script?
Because it's cheap. And it's cheaper.
You know, so then you're going to have, and in 1500 BC, we see the Eternals wallowing in despair.
So you got David Attenborough in the Eternals.
And then they built the city of Babylon, one of the greatest and then most magnificent cities in human civilization during that time.
Is that why they wrote the character of Caron to represent documentarians everywhere?
No.
Yes.
Because he's
documentating.
Documentating.
Yeah, in a modern way, but not like in a David Attenborough, like, Planet Earth kind of way. In History Channel. But anyway.
Yes. Go so watch the Eternals.
Yes. watch me blink.
It's say, like, I'm a shit on this movie for 1.5 hours. Go watch this.
Because you should make up your own mind. Don't let critics affect you.
Very good. I like the turnaround. Yeah. I like the turnaround there.
Yes.
These are our opinions. It may not be your opinions, but these are ours.
Yeah, so do share what you guys think of the film, and we will see if we deign to respond.
Let us know, and I will respond. Because
you'll respond.
unless it's gregariously interesting, and then Kai will want to jump in and respond.
Interesting is not the right word.
Yeah.
Yes.
Insulting is more the right word.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's been our wrap up of...
Have you forgotten?
What?
Hey, Nick.
And before we go, if you're listening to this...
where else can we listen to this and watch stuff?
If you're listening to this, you can obviously on Spotify, maybe, or Apple...
Or wherever you listen Apple to good podcasts.
Or whatnot, yeah. Or you can also find the video format of this podcast at youtube.com/geeksinmalaysia. And if you're there as well, go check out our other videos. We just released the Mike Tyson Punch-Out retro game video where Kai asked a lot of questions, I realized, as I was editing it. Why is this happening?
Is there any way we can follow you on social media?
There is, Kai. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can find us at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Geeks of Malaysia.
Yeah, that's fascinating. I wish I could, you know, just donate some money over so that you guys can continue doing this pod.
Well, you're in luck. You can also support us at ko-fi.com/geeksinmalaysia.
Yeah, so my name is Mila Mila Chen.
I am Nick Dory.
I'm Kyle LeBar.
Geeky out, yo. That's what you call improv.
Right there, just gotta cut to like James Lipton, like, improv!